proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Perhaps no other subject in recent history challenges our minds so much as the Holocaust. Now, 75 years ago, the world woke up to the fallout of World War II and the Holocaust. Over 6 million Jewish people perished at the hands of the Nazi regime in places such as Auschwitz, Dachau, and the Warsaw Ghetto. These days, I believe we should know the facts concerning the Holocaust and say never forget, never again. Unfortunately, though, many are forgetting this tragic event. However, I wanted to bring to your attention a special annual event known as the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. In 2005, the United Nations General Assembly designated January 27th, which is the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau by the Russian Army, which occurred in 1945. Even though this date was not the end of the Holocaust, it was the official start of the liberation of the concentration camps in Europe under Nazi rule. While several countries host events for this day, a special event occurs every 5 years. In 2005, the first World Holocaust Forum was held in Krakow, Poland. This year's forum is the fifth World Holocaust Forum commemorating the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Remarkably, 49 world leaders gathered at Yad Vashem in Jerusalem for this event. The theme for this year's forum is Remembering the Holocaust, Fighting Anti-Semitism. Several world leaders and Holocaust survivors spoke to the tragedies of the past, but also gave a call for response to the growing threat towards Jewish communities around the world. Each country's representative or dignitary came forward to place a memorial wreath in front of the Warsaw Ghetto's Fighters Memorial at Yad Vashem. This public stand was solemn, but spoke loudly to our responsibility as individuals and as nations, that we must remember the Holocaust while fighting against the hatred found in anti-Semitism. However, not everyone was happy with this event taking place. For example, a daily Palestinian newspaper, Al-Hayat HaJadida, called for readers to murder people to halt this event. It is ironic that during this time of remembrance for the victims of the Holocaust, a call to kill innocent lives sounds forth. Ultimately, the lessons of the past have not been learned. Edmund Burke famously said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." During the Holocaust, as well as today, we see that there are four types of people who respond to events such as this. First is the perpetrator, those who willingly carry out acts of anti-Semitism. Second is the collaborator, those who willingly assist those who commit acts of anti-Semitism, but do not necessarily commit the acts of violence themselves. Thirdly, and I believe is the most dangerous, are the bystanders, those who watch as such acts are being carried out but do nothing about it. I pray that we will all be the fourth type of people in the struggle, the rescuers, those who stand for truth and defend the innocent and assist those in great need. We must be resolved to never forget the tragedy of the Holocaust. If we remain silent on this issue, we allow anti-Semitism to grow unhindered. There will always be Holocaust deniers, but we must stand to tell the story of the Holocaust. Now, in light of this, IBJM welcomes you to join us in Hickson, Tennessee for our annual Holocaust Education Day, which will be held on Friday, March 20th of 2020. For more information or to register, call us at 423-876-8150. You may also register online at ibjm.org. This special day will bring us together as we stand for the Jewish people in the true love of the Messiah. A major highlight of this day will be a tour of the Everlasting Nation Museum at IBJM's headquarters in Hickson, Tennessee. The museum shares the history of Israel and the Jewish people through the love of the Messiah. Part of your experience here will be visiting the Holocaust Memorial, which includes a special memorial for the 6 million Jews who perished. Again, if you are interested in this event, please contact us to register. I believe it is critical in these days to be educated concerning these matters, not just to tell the next generation, but every generation about the Holocaust. Every year, fewer voices of the survivors remain to tell their testimony. It is imperative then for us to be their voice and say, never forget and say never again. As we remember God's promise to Abraham, this is a great way we can be a blessing to the Jewish people. I want to thank you for joining me today as we've been discussing the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.